Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my favorite part of the show, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy,
Yay!
A former Tucson Unified School District yes. educator, the author of the book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success,
yes.
and the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
With the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by that very Tucson International Academy. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera. Yes,
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Or Dr. J. Welcome. Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes,
it's good to be here.
So what do we got going on today, Dr. J?
Well, today is kind of an exciting day because we are hitting October in the school year. And October is a time at all the schools, whatever school you're in, big or small, charter or district, that the kids have gotten into a routine and a schedule. And now they've kind of like made their plan and learned the plan, and now they're working their plan. So from October till the end of the year, they need to be working that plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of college, TIA is also helping our kids work their college planning plans.
Nice.
So we have a lot of ways we
college
do that.
Planning plans. Say that seven times real fast.
College planning plans?
College planning plans?
I can do it.
Yeah, because
I've been saying it for a lot of years. And I'm so excited because, you know, today we're so lucky. We have a seventh grader from Tucson International Academy Broadway location. And this student has been with us since he was in first grade. So nice. We're going to hear more. But what I can say is that we are seeing fruit of early seed planting throughout the grades at TIA. And there is a chapter in my book on how we plan. Like the question asked to me in the interview was, when do you start planning for college at your schools? And we said in kindergarten. And we did have a student who interviewed who said they remembered the first time they heard me talk about college was when she was in her kindergarten class on the first day of school. And I just think it's so cool she remembers that, because I do remember this student too, because we had some of her siblings, and I've known her family forever, and I do remember that day as well. I went in and I just read a story about college to that kinder first class, and she was in it and she remembers it. And now she's gosh, I think either she's 11th grader or she's a 12th grader. Geez, time flies. So college planning really starts as early as you want it to. I know you, Pastor John, have said that when you hear us say, like my parents, it was just always talked about and assumed I would be going to college. It was never like, oh, you should think about maybe going to college. It was more like, well, you're probably going to end up going to this college, but you could choose that college, and you better get your grades right because I'm tired of paying this much money and you need a scholarship. And
my parents were military parents, so they're like, you're either joining the military or you're going to college. Those are your only two options, because you're not going to be living here otherwise. And I was like, well, if I join the military and I go to college, wouldn't I not live there anyways? But yeah, that was how I learned it.
So you had some of that too.
Yeah.
So hearing it from like kind of the beginning of your early days, you know, when your parents start planting the seeds of encouragement, really, because every parent most likely, like, I mean, I guess you can't say every, but I would say like 99.9999% of parents just are so excited about their child, and they want to do everything they can to give them opportunities in life and to see them succeed. And success is defined different ways. I mean, for some, it's, you know, that they have a family and they have peace and that they enjoy the company of one another. For others, it's about money. For others, it's about the clout of the position they can gain and career ladder climbing. So whatever they define as success is what it is. But they have a goal for their child, you know, just like your parents are like, well, what are we okay with? Well, he could go to the military because we're in the military. We know that's good. Or he can go to college, but they're in another choice. So that was pretty neat because you had guidelines and you did follow them.
Yeah,
you,
whether I liked
in
it
the
or
military.
Not.
Well, that's like me. I went to college whether I liked it or not.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's really exciting. And so it starts at the home usually. Sometimes homes don't talk about college, and that's okay. I mean, if you didn't go to college yourself as a parent, parent, you don't always think. And also, I would just state this again and again each week. I try to say this. Do you have to go to college to be successful in life? No. No, not everybody needs to go to college. It's just a choice. If you want to choose to go to college, it's an honor. It's fun. It's exciting. It's a chance to grow. It's a chance to try new things that otherwise you just won't get a chance to do. It's also a chance to look at clubs and try like adventure activities you wouldn't do otherwise. I mean, there's so many reasons to go to college. Why people don't go to college, usually there's only one big reason: money. And once you figure out how the system works for colleges in America and really pretty much around the world, you start to find out, geez, everybody could really go to college if they wanted. They just don't want to because maybe they're tired of school or they started their family already or whatever it is. And so, and those are all valid reasons. So, and there's also the whole world of trade schools. Trade schools are so important. We need people to fix our air conditioning. We need people who can look at the plumbing systems and make them better, because when that doesn't work, your household is not a happy household. There's also people who do specialize in transportation, cars, buses, all of that. So there's so many different trade schools that are also extremely important. And we also include that as part of our college prep for our kids.
Yeah.
We say just,
and speaking of that, you have a senior day coming up, right?
Yes, we do. Senior day is going to be tomorrow, actually, for us. It's our first senior day for this year. We have four of them a year. The senior day is where we at Tucson International Academy, we have four separate sites. And we take all the seniors from the four sites and we meet in one location. Now, how can we do that? Well, we're small. Our system is small. Each school has no more than 150 kids. There's one school that maybe has 180, but there are around 150 kids each school. And we take just the senior class. Well, we're K-12. So out of 150 kids at each school, you're going to have maybe a handful of seniors. This year, we have a large class for us that is graduating. And all together from all four schools, we have 26 graduates.
Nice.
So 26 for us is big.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not going to be a problem. We're going to have every one of them accepted to more than one college. They're going to have choices. They, if they want to go to trade school, they will not only have a trade school all lined up and accepted and ready to go, they will have a financial plan to go with it that usually covers 100% of the expense.
Nice.
So I'm not saying you don't have to take out loans, but I'm saying that there are ways to pay those loans back, which I, having so many degrees and lots of debt, have managed to get rid of all my debt because there are loan forgiveness programs. So that's what we do. We sit with the kids. We hear what they want to do. We work with what their dreams and hopes are. We listen to their parents. We know them. I mean, I have a seventh grader here who's going to talk about his aspirations, and guess what? That's great. He's in seventh grade. By 12th grade, he's going to already be set to go and mentally and physically and financially ready because we are planning this far ahead. So that's what we're all about. Senior day is going to be a lot of camaraderie. The seniors will see one another. They will get to become better friends, and they're going to solidify their plans. They're going to make sure they have their high school credits in order. If they don't, we look at what we can do to remedy that, like yesterday, and we fix up the plan for their life. They've already taken a career inventory from the career inventory. We take those ideas and we help them think of the possibilities. We try to expand their mind, and then we say, where can you learn how to do that dream thing? And these are the colleges that look best. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
Nice. That sounds like an exciting day for a whole bunch of seniors.
Oh, yeah. They love it. And we love it, too. We teachers and principals love it.
Yeah. And I think I love most about it is just like, I don't hear about this anywhere else, or at least not too often. So I'm glad that you guys are doing it. I'm excited for you. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We got a lot more where that came from when we get back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back, all of our Saved by the Bell fans. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. Yeah, thanks for bringing us in like that. Every time I hear the music and everything, it makes me happy.
I know, I'm
because,
happy
Because I just think that this, just talking about making college come true somehow contributes to the outcome.
Yeah.
And so I just love it. And just in between segments, talking a little bit, it came up. I'm like, well, you know what? I would like to hear an outsider's perspective about what they see about TIA that's working. When I say outsider, they're not really outsiders. They're insiders. They work or they attend our school. But, you know, when you've been doing it so long, like myself, this is my 13th year of having 100% of kids accepted to college. Actually, I think this is our 14th year of that. And for me, it's just what we do. So it is still special, but it's just kind of a requirement. So it's not as easy to put those little stars above the things that we're doing that is especially good.
Yeah.
And so I got some good insight from our administrative assistant, Allie Garrett. Hello, Miss Garrett.
Hello,
glad to have
hello.
You back again. All right.
Good and to be back.
Yes. I was interested to see some things. Now, you yourself went to high school at Vail High School, had a great experience there, very successful. And from high school, you did go to college and you did get an associate's degree.
Yes.
And you're going to be working on your bachelor's, I mean, as you're continuing on. So just tell us a little bit about, in terms of things that you learned when you went to college, being the first in your family to go and get a degree, what does the process, it has challenges, and then have you seen anything at TIA that we're doing that you think we should keep doing because it's very helpful?
Yeah, for sure. Like Dr. J said, there's definitely challenges to going to college first year. You know, you don't know what's going on. You don't know where your classes are. But one thing I have noticed that TIA does is our students do have self-advocate. Mm-hmm. They speak their minds and they're not afraid to do it. And I know they've come up to me a few times and they're like, you know, I don't like my teacher. Or
yes.
But I didn't like my teacher sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we all have teachers that we don't get along with. We don't like.
Yeah.
But we take steps to ensure that we success no matter what in that classroom. And what
yes.
For me, it helped to just look at the positives, to look at different things outside of the classroom and not let one little thing bug me the rest of my life. And that's about how college is. You might not get professors you like, but they're going to further your career in your, you know, field of study. So you just have to look at the bright side and not the negative.
Boy, that can go for so many things and areas of your
yes,
life, right?
For sure.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's a great life lesson. And it does happen probably at home as well. I mean, you always have that relative you don't like. You always have that animal, that pet, you know, that just always growls at you. And you're like, what the heck? I feed you every day. Why are you growling at me?
Exactly. You know? That's my dog at home.
Well, there you go. And then you have people that you work with and people that are your teachers. And yeah, that's a big part. But being able to self-advocate, like to go ahead and express that. So that is true. What I like about our Tucson International Academy kids is they are like able to approach us, even with something that could be like perceived as, hey, who are you to say that? You know, no, yeah. Actually, you're allowed to say that because you're processing your relationship with that person. And if you talk about it and you learn to communicate about it, you can get clarity and you can get a better understanding of the purpose of everything. And most of the time, the kids may know that the teacher that they don't care for, the thing they don't like is that there's so lots of requirements for their class.
Exactly.
And then they're unbending.
Exactly.
But hey, unbending is kind of life. But mm-hmm. that teacher will end up being their favorite in the end because they were so hard on them.
Exactly. And TIA is a family. No matter if you graduate from TIA or not, we're always going to be family. And like I've said before in the show previous to this one, you know, we've had people coming that graduated TIA and they're like, oh, can I have a job here? Because I love the school. And that's what I like about TIA. It's small, it's family, and we have a bunch of families that come, you know, to our school because their cousins came here before they did. And I loved about TIA.
It's like becomes like an extension of your family, whether they're actually blood related or
not. Exactly.
And I love that too. So communication is key, like being able to be honest and then to be willing, like the kids I find at our school do listen to adults more than at larger schools, because at larger schools, they don't talk to the adults much. They just talk amongst themselves because there's so many kids per adult. At TIA, there's a 12-to-1 ratio. There's one adult per every 12 kids. And that makes for a more cohesive conversation. So I have a principal here as well, one of our new principals this year. This is Phil Trejo, and he's the principal at TIA at the Broadway location. And can you tell us a little bit about, I don't know, communication and the role you see it playing in college prep?
Well, I think what's really important and what I've witnessed is that, you know, people are engaging in the conversations. I mean, yeah, they're planting the seed, but they, you know, just beyond, they move beyond just mentioning the topic. It's like, well, okay, and how are you going to do this? You start to instill that compass. That passion ends up being that North Star. And it's like, I might not know, you know, the exact path or the road to get to that goal, but I know a general direction. And I, you know, someone spoke about advocacy. You know, that's a powerful skill. All right. So, you know, no one is a success by themselves. So asking those questions, you know, who are her resources? Who are people that can help me? And just having those conversations rather than going into that experience blind.
Yeah. That's even in a part of our Peace Builder program. It says peace builders seek wise people, because you can have a lot more peace when you have resources you can contact and ask, hey, where do I get this? What do I do? How do I sign up for my classes? A TIA questions might be, why is this homework packet so important? What is it doing? Like trying to understand the system. Why is this important?
Or, you know, why do I need to fill out a FAFSA form?
Yeah,
what is that? You know, why is that important?
Yeah. Did you hear that one already at your schools? I believe it, because guess what? Everyone who doesn't know or isn't remembering, tomorrow, October 1st, is FAFSA Day. So if you are planning to go to college next year, make sure you fill out your FAFSA as soon as you can. It opens tomorrow.
National holiday. Right, FAFSA Day?
Yes, it should be. At CIA it is.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, let's say hi to our student guest. And we only have like a minute, but we want you to at least get to say something, and then we'll come back and we'll ask you even more questions. But this is Eric Marine, and he is going to tell us a little bit about what's your experience with talking about college at TIA at the Broadway location.
I don't like talking to college. I kind of don't like to express it that much, because I just think about what's ahead of the road and just trying to get work done and trying to figure out how to get it done. So for college, if I go home and then I think about college, I just think about it there, and then I talk about it with my family.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your mom's gone to college. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I think she was an assistant nurse. Yeah, she was an assistant nurse.
Good. Yeah, so she's a wise person who's a resource for you, who can tell you more about college and helping you get in. So I can't wait. I know you have great aspirations, so we'll hear all about that in the next segment, all right?
Absolutely. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student much like the one we have in studio that's between the ages of K through 12 and you're looking to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today and check them out. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by that very Tucson International Academy. We'll be back right after.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Welcome back, and if that music doesn't make you dance, you have no soul. This That's is right. the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Yay. All right.
Whoop. And we have one of the many prodigies that have come out of Tucson International Academy here in studio with us. Very well-spoken young man, kind of has his act together. I want to think he may have learned that somewhere. What do you think?
Hopefully we contributed to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with this guy. And also, you know, just getting to see him grow up. And I don't think I've had a ton of one-on-one conversations with you, Eric, right? But at the same time, I know you really well. And I know you know me well. You may know me probably more well than you wanted to. But it's the nature of how we got TIA set up, right? I mean, when we see one another, we always talk to everybody. And so it's really great having you here today. So like I said before break, now we want to hear what you have to say. Like, you're seventh grade, and tell us what you're thinking about college right now. Like, what is your current plan, knowing full well you have opportunity to change your mind, but for right now, what are you thinking for college?
I'm thinking to work on and see where I get until high school. I'm gonna take the full decision, but right now through middle school, I mean, I probably think if I'm going to college or not, because I really want to be an engineer. So.
Oh, where did you get the desire for engineering? Like, where did you kind of learn about it? And is math your favorite subject? That kind of stuff. Tell us about it.
Math is my favorite subject.
Mm. Nice.
Like, yep.
You look like you got a big brain.
Yes. Yes.
But in sixth grade, since, you know, COVID hit and all that, my cousin, he taught me, like, high school math while I was at it.
Nice.
So I kind of was like, because he wanted to be an engineer too, so I got that idea to be an engineer.
That's neat. You know, what I like about engineers is how they impact the world. I mean, they resurrect buildings and make bridges safe, and they design things with a beauty and maybe a flavor that contributes so much to the culture of the city. And so I don't know if you had your choice to be a part of creating some sort of structure in a city. Is there something that you would love to do? Would it be business building, or would it be a bridge, or would it be parks? What would you love to design?
I would like to design probably a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, how foldy it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something about the bridge just makes me happy.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you know, which is kind of a metaphor. You know, this is where me being more English-oriented, language and culture-oriented, is bridges have a great metaphor. Bridges are connectors. So if you build a bridge from one place to another that wasn't there before, or refine one so that it's safe, you're connecting two groups of people, or connecting resources, or you're connecting opportunities that weren't there before that bridge. So it is rather deep. When you really think about what an engineer does, they are creating a location and a means for accomplishing a connection that wouldn't have been there otherwise. That's really, really fun. Gosh, it'd be cool if you did like a little study on famous bridges around the world. I mean, London Bridge that we actually have here in Arizona. How did that happen? You know, then there's Tower Bridge over in London on the Thames. I mean, geez, how interesting is that? San Francisco has an interesting bridge. Mm. Down on the coast, I mean, every place that's coastal, they usually have a ton of bridges. I know New York City, isn't there like 7 bridges?
Yeah,
or probably more, like that, but yeah. There's
definitely some really cool bridges for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And getting to be a part of creating that. Wow, what an exciting energy, right? Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, when did you first start hearing about college at our school? Do you have any remembrance of when someone first mentioned it, or when someone presented about something?
I think it was like 4th grade.
Okay.
It was between those 2 years.
Great. What did they do, or what did someone do or say? Or
I forgot. It was 2 high schoolers that came in and talked to us. I really can't remember, but they were talking about college.
That's so neat. Was it 2 girls, 2 boys? Do you remember?
It was a girl and a boy.
All right. I wonder if they're the ones that went on our annual college road trip. Have you heard any kids at school talk about going on that college road trip?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, guess what? Next year when you're in 8th grade, you'll be old enough. We start letting 8th graders go on that college field trip. It's just a one night over. You sleep in a hotel one night, but we hit 4 universities here in the state. We go to NAU, we go to GCU, we go to ASU, we go to, sometimes we go to Emory Riddle and other ones. So we always have about 4 schools that we get to look at. And when you put your feet down on the campus, you get a feeling of whether that campus is for you or not. So for you being interested in engineering, there's certain schools that are maybe better equipped for the study of engineering. And I know actually U of A is quite famous for engineering. I think each university would say they're kind of famous, but I mean, just in general, the knowledge I have is I know U of A is great for it. We always tour U of A because it's right here in town with us at Tucson. But there's great programs, and maybe you'll even get interested in architecture. Who knows? There's so many facets to what you can learn at a college.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah, and the interesting, you were talking about, Eric, how you first started, kind of got on your radar college around 4th or 5th grade, but how long have you been a student at Tucson International Academy?
Again, like 5 to 6 years, and I mean, 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting, especially when we have the mixture of students on here, and I guess we'll pick up this question after we come out of the break, but I'll ask the question before we go into the break. You've attended other type of schools that aren't Tucson International Academy, so you certainly have, you know, something to kind of compare it to, and I've heard, you know, all different type of things from students that have been to both different type of institutions, and I've heard a lot of good things, you know, for people that have been to Tucson International Academy. I mean, my own personal opinion from what I've heard is like students that go to Tucson International Academy almost get like a private school type experience with that school. But I'll have you hold your response now for now, Eric, because I know you got something good to say, but ruminate on it during the break, and we will go ahead and show some love to those people that make this show possible. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Speaking of Tucson International Academy, if you have a student between the ages of K through 12, and you're looking to make college come true in their life, give them a call or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. There's four different locations all around the city of the greater Tucson area. So location isn't a problem. Go ahead and go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today to enroll your student to make college come true in their life. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy, and we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Welcome back to one more amazing segment of the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Woohoo! Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I love it.
And before we went to break, I was speaking with the awesome Tucson International Academy student we have in studio with us, Eric Marine, and I was asking him the comparison between going to the school he went to before. I want to assume it's a public school or a traditional, conventional public school, I call it, versus going to Tucson International Academy. So the mic is yours, Mr. Erica. What is your answer?
I came to TIA in second grade.
Okay.
So in first grade, I was at a different school. It was called Los Niños.
Okay.
And that school didn't teach me anything. So when I came to TIA, I kind of was at reading level to like kindergarten level.
Mm.
So I couldn't understand a lot.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there anything in particular in second grade that kind of helped a lot? Was it the class size? Was it the teacher? Was it just the presentation of the information? What was it for you?
I think it was the teacher, Miss Floyd, that taught me a lot.
Mm.
Good old Miss Floyd, that's right. Okay, and any characteristics of her that you remember? Was it something about her that you feel made it so valuable for you?
That she would kind of like let us go in our own pace, but sometimes like push us a little bit to reach our limit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we all need a little freedom to, progress at our pace. But yeah, teachers do have to also push us a little so that we'll not put ourselves in a box, not make a small growth when a bigger growth is possible. So that's neat. I'm so glad. I mean, here you are in seventh grade and you can discern that. I mean, I'm just in awe. I know that you're an excellent student at our school, and I know that you are above average, and I just love that you're able to kind of reflect on that. Currently, what's working for you currently? I mean, it's an interesting year this year. I don't know. What can you say about this year?
Uh, kind of learning about like a lot of history stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot what it was. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. We did see this movie about 9/11, and everyone got sad because the dad went missing, and it was like 9/11, and he was working at one of the buildings over there.
Mm.
And that's what like showed me like that I could push on to show my limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when you like, what would that be like, pushing on to your limits? Like, did that make you think about building structure? Did that make you think about appreciating life, or that there are real dangers, or what aspect of that kind of pushed your thinking?
It pushed me to kind of like, I used to have like a little bit of a limit like before, because I didn't learn it. I kind of learned some stuff in sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
but again, I didn't care it to seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
But after I seen that movie, it kind of just, I just saw a great parent just, you know, die, and then me just trying to push on and seeing that life is more valuable than you think.
Man, that's a deep concept. But what a great truth, because it helps you maybe enjoy each day and appreciate your parents for who they are. As imperfect as we all are, there's still some really great moments, huh?
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. And history, boy, history can really impact your life. You know, when you think of college, that will be a part of your history. What do you think college will do for you? What do you have any ideas that you've kind of heard of? You're like, when I get to college, I wonder if I do this. Is there anything that comes to mind? If it doesn't, don't worry. I mean, you don't have to have something come to mind, but I was curious. When you think about going to college, what are some benefits you think you might get besides getting smarter and becoming an engineer?
Like helping my brother out sometimes.
Okay. What kind of help would college help you be able to extend to your brother?
Helping him like build stuff. Well, like help him fix stuff in his house and all of that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, do some projects together, and you feel like you would probably become more valuable as a help to him. That's cool. Yeah. Is your brother in college or doing the college thing? You don't know?
He didn't want to go to college, so he kind of got stuck working and all of that.
Yeah, but from that, sounds like he does a lot of projects and stuff, so that's kind of cool. Yeah, and engineering is definitely a project job. I mean, that's cool because you will have different things happening each day, different places to go and work and finish. And the fact that you like bridges, I think it's really neat. So, yeah, so you still see you going to college and your brother not, it's not a big deal. Everybody has to find their own path, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and something I'm curious about, Eric, is what's some of your favorite things, having gone to Tucson International Academy 6 years now? What are some of your favorite experiences or some of the favorite things you've been able to be involved with?
My favorite thing is kind of talking about, there's a cultural day, and talking about yourself and talking about what your culture is.
Well, tell us. Share with us. I'd definitely love to hear all about it.
My culture is the Mexican culture, which is pretty hard, because if you were born here and you knew Spanish first and then you learned English, they said it was a lot harder to learn different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Language, yeah. Language is our medium for how we learn, isn't it? Yeah. Do you consider yourself bilingual?
I
sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
Maybe on some scale. Yeah. I mean, there's different ways to be bilingual. Some people are bilingual in reading, writing, speaking, and listening. But maybe you feel like you do understand Spanish, and maybe you can speak some Spanish, right?
Yeah, I can speak some Spanish.
That's good.
Yeah, and the school just recently had event at all the different locations for, what was it?
DSEs. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought because my mom actually brought something for them.
Nice.
Actually, she's been bringing it since second grade. She got used to it. Yes. It was aguas, which were waters, flavored waters. And she would always bring them. And I don't know what she does to one of them. It just tastes really good.
Huh. Yeah, they're so good. They've been these big, giant containers. And aguas frescas, right?
Yeah.
And there's, I think horchata was one of them. Jamaica. Jamaica's my favorite. And then there's another one that she does. She does different ones, but they're just also tasty, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that she can contribute that, because horchata and Jamaica aren't traditional drinks of, you know, your average, you know, non-Hispanic American. It's more like Coke, Sprite, and maybe an iced tea. You know, it's like it's different, isn't it? So yeah. Aguas frescas really are representative of that background of making a drink that's special for parties.
Yeah. Yeah, and how does it make you feel, like your mom, you know, your mom being part of that, you being able to be part of that? Like, how does it that make you feel that, you know, your school has, you know, all this to kind of show respect to your culture?
I see that everyone in my school respects the culture of Mexican culture. And I kind of like that, because there's like some people over there that can't get an education and all of that. And yeah.
I mean, we got to start with ourselves, right? Knowing who we are, and just knowing your background, and then celebrating it, because whatever it is, it isn't good, bad, or other word. It's just who you are. And embracing the best parts of that is really good. Anyone who's bilingual is going to have more opportunities in careers than somebody who just speaks one language. So at TIA, we do offer Spanish as a part of the regular curriculum K-12. And we do Mandarin Chinese for K-12. Now, Mandarin Chinese, where are you going to speak that at? Well, you'd be surprised. With the internet, there are opportunities. We have one teacher who teaches English to kids in China via the internet. Every morning before she comes to school and teaches at your school, she actually does that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And then what if somebody in China did that for some of us Americans, taught us by the internet? That'd be cool too, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just such a small world after all with the internet. So, yeah, and I'm trying to think what other ways we might honor Mexican culture, but I'm so glad to hear that is a reality for you. You feel that it is celebrated and it's honored.
Yeah, I'm glad to actually just speak on it, because, I mean, we've touched on it throughout the years, throughout the year, on how, you know, you do these different events, but I don't think we've ever had one of your students talk to how much, you know, it really touches them, and how much it means to not only them, but he got his mother bringing stuff to it. So, like, not only is this school, you know, a family affair, like you've said, but it's really a family affair where families are part of these events. They're part of, you know, everything that you guys
salsa
are doing.
Salsa contest, food plates. Food is always a big part of culture. And I know for me, we probably have Mexican food every day. Either lunch or dinner is something Mexican. But that's because we like it and we celebrate it. My life and my husband, my daughter. So, yeah. I mean, I'm glad to hear you say that, Eric. And so I hope you, as a growing leader in our schools, continue to promote that. Yeah, yep. We want that for all the kids.
Well, thanks for being here with us.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.